You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
That brand new from let me pot that down a little and pot it up, yeah, and pot it all around. Scott H. Bichram from his new album No Man's Land. What a killer tune! I couldn't play the whole song because it had Dirty Word in it, but I kind of played the part that didn't have Dirty Word in it, so there you go. Wow, just hey, it's album right here in your brain. Boo! Yeah, how you rats doing? Good, we're in the tank of the year. That's right. It ain't Christmas anymore, and it ain't New Year's yet. It is Friday, of course, December 27th, 2024. A few more days left of this year, and I, you know what always kind of bothers? I'm going to just go right to this. The people that always say, oh, yeah, yeah, F-2024, 2024 is a terrible year. Here's, you know, all you're doing is setting yourself up for failure for 2025. Because you're looking at all the negative stuff. I'm sure you had a few good things in 2024. But man, 2024 can suck it, man. I hate 2024. Really? Wait for 2025. That's really going to sarboos you. if you have that kind of mental attitude. Well, what I'm doing is I'm still celebrating 2024, the fantastic music that was released all of this year or re-released this year or that I have finally got a hold of this year or got a reissue this year. So, yeah, it's called the Quarterly Report. And we're still playing because last week there was a fire alarm in the building. Nice. Now there's nobody in the building now because the building is on the holiday break. So it's just me and you, man. There's nobody else in this building. Just me and you, man, just hanging out, playing music, yelling. And then yelling into the abyss of the universe. Goddamn tamale. So once again, just spreading all around the fabulous finds of 2024. And yeah. Some interesting things coming up for 2025 I can't really mention yet. But a couple things I can mention is that I know this is a ways off, but you hear that the Hard Rock Cafe is closing. And they're going to have us back for one last polka. It's going to be fun. February the 5th. It's a Wednesday, so you guys won't go. But we are going to be playing Jurgles January the 10th, opening for Thurston Howell, a real fun yacht rock band. So polka and yacht rock. I'm sure they're just absolutely going to be confused in a fabulous sort of way. So once again, recapping the cool, fine finds musically of 2024. I always like when you can go back on people's timelines and you go, oh, man, 2019 was terrible, man. 2020 is going to be my year. Yeah. Look what happened there, Dumbo. It's always funny. It's always funny to look at people's past stuff. You know what's really creepy? If somebody that died, when you go to their Facebook page and you look at the last couple things they posted, that's pretty bizarre. That's like a seance kind of thing. You know, looking at, oh, here's a picture of me eating some spaghetti. Didn't this guy just have a heart attack and die? That last plate of spaghetti did it. Oops.
Lordy.
All right, you know, let's just get into some music here. I got a nice early start. There was no Kenny Joe this morning. And I don't know who was after me. I just, like I'm saying, this is like Tumbleweed City, man. This is awesome. It's like just having the whole place to myself. It's great. It is just, I can do anything. And play anything. Say anything. Do anything. Within limits, because, you know, we only have so much free will. You know, only so much. Your boundaries on your free will. You got this and that, and you can't have that. You can't have both. All right, re-release of what album was this? I don't know. It was one of the Million of Fall albums. They re-released this one. This is a song I never really heard before. It's called Portugal by The Fall. Off a reissue. I think it's Imperial Solvent Wax. Has a little bit better of a beginning than... It gets better. Honest. Scout's Honor. WRCT Zombo in your brain. Recapping 2024. That's what's happening. Yeah.
Enough to reasonably deal with.
Firstly, may I take
little mama, come along. Why don't you swing that thing? Lordy, lordy, oh my lord, do that nasty swing. I know you can, 'cause I'm a nasty man. Did you mean it when you told me you had the nasty swing? Something tells me, sweet little gal, you've got everything. Wind my motor, honey, I've got a double spring. Place a needle in that hole and do that nasty swing. Yodelay, lay, yodelay.
Take precautions day by day. Act with care in every way. Use a little common sense, and down will come the accident. Then you'll live to sing this song. You'll be happy, safe and strong, taking pride in all you do. Just the boy for safety too.
And that was the man who made 18 centuries in one season of playing cricket for Middlesex, Dennis Compton, who realizes the importance of safety in sports. As do these two who live with speed.
I love to speed and drive real fast. Watch the miles go whizzing past. But you can bet each time I do, right next to me is Safety Sue.
I said to Bluebird last time out, we could go faster, there's no doubt. But that's a silly thing to do. The record's ours, said Safety Sue. I always like to ask her along and never forget to whistle her song. The trials of speed can't dope your brain if you will sing this simple refrain.
And there's Sheila Van Dam, European ladies speed champion, and Donald Campbell, world's water speed record holder. Another careful racing man is Stirling Moss. Listen.
Take a race or take a drive. Let your conscience be your guide. I quite agree with Safety Sue. You ought to take more care of you.
Stirling Moss is absolutely right, of course. It cannot be repeated too often. Drive carefully. Remember, the life you save may be mine.
Stately woven on the hill, has ghostly stories books could fill. But on the day you call to view, there's no harm can come to you.
That was the Duke of Bedford assuring us of the safety in his ancestral home, Woburn Abbey.
In my house lives Safety Sue, so of course no harm can come to you. She watches every move you make. Sue will see there's no mistake. My knights of old were very bold and seldom did what they were told. But still they lived till 92 because they went steady with Safety Sue.
All of us who know Safety Sue, Dennis Compton, Sheila Van Damme, Donald Campbell, Sterling Moss, the Duke of Bedford, and yours truly, David Gell, leave the summing up of our hopes to Mr. Safety.
The Safety Council would like to say, please take care from day to day. Sincerely hope Miss Safety Sue will be some help reminding you.
Yeah, 1960s Britain, man. They knew how to do PSAs. That was Safety Sue by Sterling Moss and a bunch of other people. But yeah, that's how they did PSAs. Yeah, not some dull, boring, you know, wear a helmet, put your seatbelt on. No, they made a cool tune, Safety. The Ad Council is just incapable of that kind of stuff. We heard that Nasty Swing, a nice reissue, Cliff Carlisle, and the Kurchung Devils from Finland, doing a version of Daddy Wants a Cold Beer, originally done by Menster Phipp and the Phippsters, which was just a couple guys. This is a crazy story about Menster Phipp and the Phippsters. They were just like a family, and they bought a tape recorder, and they just started making all these ridiculous songs, and somehow somebody got a hold of it and kind of put it into an album. Yeah, it's kind of fun. All right. Speaking of, Safety. We got Animal Friends later on. We got bullying coming up. So yeah, we got. But my tip for 2025, you know, because people make New Year's resolutions, New Year's suggestions. I just have one thing that's keeping me very nice and wonderfully isolated from all of the nonsense in the world. I flash quickly on the AP News in the morning. And did the guy die or did he have a stroke? Nope. Okay, I don't need any more news for the day. That's it. Check it every day. Stroke. Nope. Dead. Nope. Nah, not interested. Sorry. Not interested in anything. But that's the thing, man. Politics and same with sports. Everybody's boo-hooing about the football. Paul, I stay away from both for a little while, because politics and football and sports is going to break your heart. You know, you might get that thrill. It's like gambling. You know, it's like gambling. You get that dopamine when you win, and then you just get crushed when you don't win. So it's kind of nice to not be apathetic, but just kind of push it aside for a little bit and take care of your brain. That's a smart thing to do. Listen to Safety Z. And get yourself a dog or a cat, will you please? Stop talking about it. There's some people saying, well, these days I'm going to get a cat or a dog. Do it. Because whether you're a young pup or a seasoned hound, there's a class for everybody. The Animal Friends University. That's where you go back to school. You learn how to pet pussycats and pick up doggies. You have a dog picking up class. Don't pick them up by their tail. No, don't do that. Don't pick them up by their ears like LBJ used to. LBJ, a president of way back when, used to pick up his dogs by their ears. Yeah. So don't do that. There's canine behavior training classes, all kinds of stuff. Thinking outside the cage, Animal Friends. And remember, when you're petting your pussycat, do not go against the grain. Go with the fur. You go with the fur. That's how that works. Yep, that's right. Got to tell you about some shows on the station. I should do that because there are other shows on the station. But, for example, Pinckney Hall, which wasn't on this morning. Kenny Joe's on vacation. But tune in next, Friday? Yeah. You'll hear tender little ditties that lighten the heart and sharpen the mind and embolden the spirit. That's Fridays 9 to 10 on RCT and, like, totally hot. Oh, my God, it's totally hot in here. Wicked, awesome beats like every Wednesday, 10 p.m. There you go. So you got some other shows to listen to? Do you guys just listen to this show or just you guys with RCT people? Because I don't know. For me, I can't listen to any radio other than this. I listen to rebroadcasts of my own show. I hate radio. Sometimes I'll listen to a couple other shows on the station. But for the most part, you know, I just enjoy. And the weird thing is, like, we're going to find out how the FCC is going to crack down on the station. You know, luckily, you know, because the FCC is going to be changing, and they're not going to, I don't know, but we've probably been getting some warnings, but I don't think so. I don't think anything's going to happen down here. I mean, this is like, how the French Resistance and the Underground Railroad, these are like two people that were fans of that. That's us, you know. We're so under the radar, you know. People are saying, "How can you? I can't believe you're saying stuff like you're gonna get in trouble." You know who listens? I got about nine people that listen, and that's good. And I don't want any more. I have people that used to listen to the show, as they used to listen, but man, just keep this to yourself. If we want this clubhouse to kind of stay like way underground, way under the radar, where anything can happen. And the man is nowhere nearby. There is no man here. I'm not, there's no thumb. There's no man. There's no man's thumb. Nope. Nothing. He's awesome. Let's just keep it as well. And it's not like I'm doing this. And it's live broadcast radio, which I love. You know, it's not like I'm doing a podcast. Ah, man. That's lame. Podcasts are lame. Oh, I'm doing it. Nah, please. You know, save your time. This is borderline waste of time. Internet radio. Well, you can get this show on the internet, which people do when the internet works, because this is such a tech-savvy university that every now and then we do have a streaming signal. I love it. It's great. This is just like some beat-up old jalopy in the back of your house, and somehow it starts up, and you can drive it. It's completely not street legal. It's like some weird go-kart you made out of a washing machine and, some parts from a junkyard. That's kind of the way the station is, man. You don't believe how archaic some of the... We have the phones, the same phone system here from like the 1990s. The phone system has not changed since the 90s. You know, we get a few new bells and whistles, but same old junk. Same old junk. All right, you know, yeah, let's get back in the music. Yeah, yeah. Babylonian Tower, a great tune by a band called Minimal Compact from Tel Aviv. They moved to Belgium, and they're still around. This is from a reissue. Man, do I like this band. Nice kind of dark 80s for you. Babylonian Tower, Minimal Compact. They reissued a bunch of their stuff. Man, it's good stuff. RCT in your brain. Yep, get on that Babylonian Tower. There's a radio station there.
your daddy has to drive so rough.
Pulling out new old music. That's Tuba Skinny. It's an older release, re-release, but that's Ambulance Man, which is a nice old the blues tune from Hetty Hart. And that was Tuba Skinny's version from their album I'll Call Blues. Before that, Jackie and the Cedrics. A nice 4-5 I scored called, it's Sukiyaki. It's the Sukiyaki Stomp. Man, that's nice. And the Messer Chups Lost Tracks album. I might be playing one more for that, but boy, that was a great find. That was Children Humanoid. And the whole set started off with Babylonian Tower by Minimal Compact. Yeah. So recapping 2025, my finds of 2025, the new stuff, the new old stuff, the new that kind of thing. So this record I had my eye on. Use the art zombo in your brain if that's what you think you're doing. RCT Pittsburgh. Right, I've heard of this record, been eyeballing it, you know, just always afraid to go down that road and get it, and I got it, and I'm every bit sorry. It's Little Joe Sure Can Sing, and that was in the 1960s. Little Joe, Joe Pesci, started his career out as a singer, obviously with his financial mob ties. Managed to put out a record called Little Joe. This is 1970, and they've tried burying this turd. It's called Little Joe Sure Can Sing. And I don't know if you know this, but Joe Pesci is one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Yeah, I don't know if you knew that or not. It's Joe Pesci, Bob Uecker, Shemp Howard, and who's the fourth one? Oh, man, I forgot the fourth guy of the apocalypse, dude. Oh, wow, it was Bob Uecker, Shemp Howard, Joe Pesci. I don't know. Okay, it'll come to me like at 2 o'clock. I forget who the fourth one was. But needless to say, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and Joe Pesci is amongst them. Joe Pesci, Shemp Howard, Bob Uecker. Who is that guy? Can't remember the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, son of a gun. It's Joe Pesci, Shemp Howard, Bob Uecker, Shemp Howard, Joe Pesci, Bob Uecker. No, it's not Carl Yastrzemski. I thought that was him for a while, but it's not. I found out otherwise. Joe Pesci, Shemp Howard, Bob Uecker, four horsemen. Joe Pesci, Shemp Howard, Bob Uecker. It'll come to me. Right now, here's Little Joe, Sure Can Sing, doing the Bee Gees tune, Holiday. Before, it's Shemp Howard. Oh, here she. One more last try. I'm trying to shuffle my brain and remember those four horsemen in the apocalypse. Shemp Howard, Bob Uecker, Joe Pesci. Drawing the blank.
You're a holiday.
I got it. It's Nick Simper, the fourth horseman of the apocalypse. Joe Pesci, Shemp Howard, Bob Uecker, and Nick Simper.
Kinfolk found a rat in their yard. Life is good when it ain't too hard.
My girlfriend thinks my head's on fire. I strang my thing with banjo wire. You don't mind the poke at mine. My pants stay up with garden twine. I roll my bridges up to my knees and ride my sickle every time I please. Your fist magnet.
So one thing that 2024 did, thanks to Mark, was turn me on to Hawkwind. Always kind of heard some Hawkwind and a little bit of everybody knows Silver Machine. And then Mark goes, you should listen to Electric Teepee. And Electric Teepee from like 1993, I believe is when that record came out, is just astounding even to this day. Hawkwind is still around. They formed in 1969. And they are still around, nearly 50 years of Hawkwind, man. You got to love that stuff. Yeah. Oof. Another band that's been around a while is Bad Livers. I managed to pick up the record Blood and Mood. And that's Fist Magnet. What a great tune Fist Magnet is. And then, of course, we started the set off with Little Joe Shorkensing, Joe Pesci, one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. It's Joe Pesci, Shemp Howard, not Monty Hall. Monty Hall is a substitute. Joe Pesci, Shemp Howard, Bob Uecker, and Nick Simper. Got it. There you go. There's going to be a quiz later. Who knows? There may be a Zombo trivia night in the future. Recapping the music of 2024, all the finds, discoveries. And like I'm saying, it's just so nice to keep discovering even older music. Discovering older music is fantastic. How did this escape my attention? And it's so nice to know that. And as I can thank you guys turning me on to stuff.
Yeah, we did it. We were first in outer space. Big, hairy deal. Then suddenly it started.
Man or Astro Man from the re-released BBC Sessions, Inside the Atom. Here they come.